Menches Kenyan Atayra, the last Kenyan, I'm a Dover B'Shem Amrei. So this is the last Kenyan of the Menches Kenyan Atayra, Baruch Hashem, with Zeicha, to give Shia the last year on it. So she has, what's the Maila of I'm a Dover B'Shem Amrei? And when does the person have to say it? Interesting diak, the Gemara Chum examined that. Bezo Abin Rav Mashiach, Chadama, V'Chadama. Rashi says, why does it say Rav Mashiach? Tzuch Alim B'Shem Amrei. So Goyin, Rav Gonikovsky said it, we see from over here, according to Rashi, even if there's a suffix who's about Shmua, still he said over, and that's what Gemara said over that both said it over. One of the two. So what's the Maila of Amidei Shem? Amrei, Kidu, the Gemara says Amidei Shem, maybe go, we'll go back to that. So unfortunately, I have a lot of different Mailas. Why, and why it's the Maila of a suffix of Tehillim. Shmua says, somebody doesn't say, Shem Amrei says it to himself. It's not going to be in Torah. Why? Because he can say also Moedek Abshatim and people think it's his, and he's not going to have a push. Hashem can always say Hashem Amrei, it's going to Mashkiya, it's going to give him a push to say his own Kedushim, and therefore that's why it's only Kenyan Torah. Pshat is because then you'll learn much harder. Morale says the Pshat is you don't say Hashem Amrei, so then you're not going to be back in the Etzim Shmua, and you change the Dvarim. But Amrei Rav Shemari is the accuracy of the memory which you're saying. You say Rav Shemari, Kedua, Beskarav, Barrel, his children, and they say over Maisa, they say over every single detail and every single person, everything. It's just an accuracy in terms of saying it over. Morale also brings down that somebody says Shemari doesn't say his name is Guizos Chaveri. Even a Kesh Baruch Hu, Shem Amrei Vayaser Matzis Aliyah and Avi Zachol Atayev. Mavakar Kesh Baruch Hu, Aliyah, Lazy Plague Shkiva. And he says, "Avesi bini kachloim mi anis bini kachloim." It seems like Kesh Baruch Hu says over Shem Amrei. And he says the Kudus Adav is because through this he answers all the kashas. You know who said what, and who the Ba'member is, so you understand like if it's the Shitasa, you have the kasha, and if you say who said it, so it answers a lot of questions. Still, on the same exam, Yishami, Shkolom, I give the Oimah Shmuel B'Shem Oimrei, you're a Kilu Ba'al Shmuel Oimah Kenegdei, Shem Achvet Salam Nesarach Ish. Kamei it says, Ba'al Shmuel Ke Oimah Kenegdei, Shei Takli Yogel Adav Ala Feinai D'Ikar, Lima Mirabai V'Yisplanim, Selein Arayis M'Rech. So the person says over B'Shem Oimrei, and Ba'al Shmuel is Kenegdei, that's a tremendous Maila. Oimrei, you see Kilu Shmuel Oimah Kenegdei, the state in Tzom, the Chidal says, and a person has a Kashan Nevei Torah, he's excited to his rabbi, and help him to understand the Inyan. Same with the Medrash Shmuel, he says that the Maila of Amr Shem Amrei is because the Mar says, if you say something Shem Amrei, maybe Gula Oilo, Rabbi Zalfan. For Mordechai and Esther, that brings the Gula. What Shaykh is the Gula after Torah? The Pshat is Kozman Moran Gullis, the Mar Seder brings down, Yom Shechar Besamikdash. That the Shemini is Yudas Adoyus, and our Sagan Torah came so much less. So therefore, you want to know why Shem Amrei, the Ma'asav Kol Ma'akanis, is the last of all the Memchas Kiyonim. Shai is because this is Shem Amrei Gololim, and Kozman that were in Golus, we're missing a very chil, a very shlak a chil in the Torah, and when Shia comes, it's going to be. This is the reason why this is the last of the Kiyonim, because it's maybe Gula, and through the Gula, the Zeicha, Melech HaMashiach, and I have a Kiyonim in Taira.